So how did Jay George get involved in professional wrestling? How did that all begin?
I started probably, it was around 2013. I'd met someone at a show the year prior, and we just hit it off. We were in the front row together. We hit it off, and it went from there. It went to, I always wanted to do it as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I kept in touch with this guy, and then one day I ended up seeing him on a show. And I asked him, hey, man, you know, he had known we wanted to be wrestlers. You know, me and him were talking about wanting to be wrestlers. And I asked him, how did all that come about? And he told me about this place called Warriors Wrestling in Staten Island. And I went there, and it was literally in the middle of a garbage dump in Staten Island, which right away, that showed me about just how much I was like, ready to do this, because it didn't faze me. I was into the vibe. I was into the place. And from there, I went on and, started training, and the rest is, as they say, history.
So what kind of role has Joe Bellini had in your career? Like, how did he affect you from those days of training?
That's Uncle Joe right there. That's like kind of the best way I could describe him, because he was never like, I couldn't say he was like a father figure, but he was enough of, with his age and his experience, he was enough of, and, you know, with the authority of being my trainer and the head trainer at Warriors Wrestling, he was always a commanding voice for me. And he was always, you know, he's not afraid to be hard on his students when he has to be. But it was a combination of that and Logan Black, who you might know as well, who's mm-hmm. major influence. And they were kind of, there was a duality there with them, because they're in a lot of ways polar opposites, but they were major in shaping me and molding my career to where, you know, just from life lessons and just from teaching me the right way.
So what is the right way to train to become a professional wrestler? Like, if you had to give people advice about your journey and what you learned about yourself by doing this, what would you tell them?
Honestly, I think a lot of that is trial and error and making mistakes and learning from those mistakes, but having people to tell you that, you know, you've made those mistakes and how to correct them. And like, Joe would never be shy if he felt like I was working somewhere that was unfavorable or something, he'd not be shy to let me know. Or if I wanted to try out something weird and silly, Kate would be the first person to tell me, no, that's dumb and this is why it's not going to work. And sometimes I would not listen or whatever, and try it out anyway. And, you know, I realized, oh, wait a minute. These guys were right. But a lot of that just comes with the training. And he was trained, both those guys, Logan and Joe, were trained by Johnny Rods.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he has obviously a plethora of guys that have come through the Gleason School. And they took what they learned from there, all the right fundamentals and the basics, you know, and they hammered those to me, where, you know, you've got to learn the basics, you got to learn how to walk before you could run. And that's, you know, it's been stuck with me ever since.